Welcome back. Today, we're going to explore a non-dual loving-kindness practice. So, in traditional or dualistic metta practice, we, the subject, send our loving-kindness out to another, the object, or even direct it inward to ourselves. But this can be confusing. After all, who or what is sending loving kindness? And even more strangely, when we send love to ourselves, what self is compassionate to what self? This is why it can often be difficult for people to connect to feelings of loving kindness in traditional metta practice. Because they're operating from a limited self or a self-like part, which naturally has difficulty sending unconditional love, especially to its polar opposite, like a doubting part, a confused part, a scared or angry or ashamed part. In this non-dual approach, though, I hope you'll realize that who you are is not a small self or a no self, but that you are the very essence of unconditional love. So when we shift into the already awake, spacious, and pervasive awareness that arises as aliveness or form, I invite you to see if this non-dual presence has the natural quality of unconditional love, which can express itself as kindness, sympathetic joy, compassion, or a deep peace, a kind of equanimity, depending on what forms are arising. And let's see if this then allows you to love different selves or different parts of yourself. So let's begin by just taking a moment to settle into a comfortable, upright position. Just opening awareness to the breath. Noticing how breathing is happening all on its own, without effort. And then just begin to focus narrowly on the rise and fall of your chest or stomach. Just really feeling into the particular area you're focusing on. And now simply shift to become aware of the focuser. Just curious of the location, size, shape, or feeling of this focuser, of this part of you. And just thank this part for everything it does. Thank it for working so hard to keep you safe and loved and fed. Thank it for trying to meditate and for trying to live this life. Just see if you can appreciate this part of you. And curiously, notice now that you are appreciating this part from another part, a self-like part, a compassionate part, another mini-me that is somehow in relationship to the focuser. And now simply open to the space that holds both of these parts. Ask them for some space. Again, just curious where you're aware of these two parts from. Who's aware of the efforting part that was focusing on the breath and the part that was sending loving kindness to the focuser? Just opening more and more. And from this space, resting as this space that's open and pervasive, just unplug for a moment. And then let's find this natural connection by asking, how do you feel toward these two parts? Not from your head, but from your open-hearted awareness. Just feeling interested in and curious about these parts. Feeling the connection to them, especially to the one that works so hard to live this life. And just notice whether this part is aware that you, as awake awareness, is here with it. Can this part feel the interest and ultimate compassion toward it? And maybe see if there's anything this part wants to let you know. Or ask it what it believes makes it work so hard. And what it believes would happen if it didn't. And just listening. No need to change it. No need to heal it. Simply feel the unconditional love and inner connection that allows this part to be just as it is, without feeling the need to push it away, without having pity on it, or needing to change it at all. How does this part feel when it's met with this unconditional space? When it's regarded from this awake awareness in this way? And when this part turns to be aware of where you're aware from, what does it experience as the location, size, and feeling of awake awareness, of open-hearted awareness? Notice if there's any distance or whether there's a natural interconnection, seamlessness, an inseparable relational quality. And how does it feel to be aware of this part of you? And at the same time, to be aware of this other part of you that tries to be loving and caring and appreciative. And just thank this part for its effort to try to create what you already are. See what it's like to shift into this view that welcomes these two parts and all parts exactly as they are. So just see if there are any other parts that appear within and around your body. Afraid parts, judging parts, clever parts, sad parts, angry parts, ashamed parts, romantic parts, joyful parts, playful parts. Just welcoming them to this unbound, loving, and awake space. Regarding and respecting them without identifying or investigating or analyzing or judging. Again, just making space and feeling the connection. Allowing them to feel what they've all been searching for. This love. Connection. And safety. This clarity and ease. And curiously noticing whether this is a meditation state, or rather, is this who you ultimately are? Just considering whether you could live from here, whether you could create from here, talk from here, relate from here, internally to these parts, and externally to your friends and family. And if you could, would you want to? Is this your heart's desire? to live from this open-hearted awareness. May you truly be at peace. Until next time.